This is the audiobook, The Disciple, by Ernesto Morales Ramos, published by Technotour Publishing, narrated by Priyanka from 11 Labs, cover by Andreina Ascanio Toro.
Editor's note: all conversations that took place between the protagonist, Becky, a.k.a. Rebecca, and other Puerto Rican characters happened in their native tongue of Castilian, except when they involved foreigners who didn't speak or understand it. In those special cases, they all spoke English unless otherwise indicated.
Part 1. Earth. Chapter 1. Bhutan, Himalayan Mountains, 8th century. The snow fell in near perfect silence. At 20,000 feet, sound itself seemed to freeze. The mountain peaks rose like the teeth of some ancient god, tearing at the belly of heaven. Between two of these granite fangs, hidden from all but the most determined seekers, a dark cavern entrance yawned. Dark, forbidding, impossibly remote. The cavern. Inside, butter lanterns flickered against walls of living stone. 11 figures knelt in a semicircle, their voices rising and falling in rhythmic prayer. Om Ahum Vajra Guru Pema Siddhi Hum. The chant echoed through chambers, carved not by human hands, but by geological time itself. Behind them, pressed into the granite wall like a fossil from some spiritual prehistory, was the body imprint of Guru Padmasambhava, an enlightened being whose physical form had somehow left its mark on solid rock. The effect was unsettling. Even in this age of miracles, it suggested powers beyond comprehension. Yeshit Sogyal moved among her disciples with the grace of smoke. Beautiful, ageless, she seemed to float rather than walk. Her eyes held each of theirs in turn. Warm, knowing, terrible in their intensity.